And now we raise the curtain again on Holiday Inn, starring Dinah Shore as Linda Mason and Bing Crosby as Jim Hardy. Go on to the story of Holiday Inn, Jim. Tell me, did the blackface disguise keep Ted from discovering Linda?
Yeah, but he came back like gangbusters. He promised to come 2 days later for Valentine's Day, and even I couldn't figure out a legitimate excuse for putting Linda's blackface on Valentine's Day, so I decided to take Cupid right by the bowstrings and set myself solid with Linda. I had a special song all whipped up for her when she came back for rehearsal. I called it, Be Careful, It's My Heart. I wasn't kidding.
Be careful, it's my heart. It's not my watch you're holding. It's my heart. It's not the note I sent you that you quickly burned. It's not the book I lent you that you never returned. Remember, it's my heart. The heart with which so willingly it's yours to take, to keep or break. But please, before you start, be careful, it's my heart.
Jim, from where I'm standing, that certainly should have set you in pretty solid with Linda.
Well, I thought it was pretty beamy, you know, nice low key and everything, but nothing happened. While I was singing, Ted finally found Linda, and he moved right in.
Back in?
Oh, he moved in with a crash. He set himself up in business at Holiday Inn, dancing with Linda, you know, in the holiday shows, and dividing the rest of his time between making love to her and trying to sell her on leaving me in Holiday Inn to head for the big time as his dancing partner. Now, I managed to... out of my corner, I was swinging right from China. And on Easter Sunday, I was sure I had Ted on the run when Linda joined me in the big Easter parade.
In your Easter bonnet, with all the frills upon it, you'll be the grandest lady in the Easter parade.
When they look us over, we'll be the proudest couple in the parade.
On the avenue,
Fifth Avenue,
the photographers will snap us,
and you'll find that you're in the royal gravure.
Oh, under the bright sun, above your Easter bonnet, and of the girl I'm taking to the
Jim, that really eliminated Hanover, huh?
Well, I thought he'd take a fast count, but Ted promoted a couple of Hollywood talent scouts to come out to the inn. A couple of boys from Hollywood, and signed Linda and himself up.
They got a picture contract,
yep,
huh?
That's what they did, in a little epic titled Holiday Inn.
Hey, you mean they stole your idea and made it into a picture?
Well, no. When Ted stole my girl, I gave him the idea for the picture.
And that was the end of everything, huh?
Practically. I closed up Holiday Inn after Ted and Linda left, and I just sat around feeling sorry for myself. On Thanksgiving Day, I read gossip columns that they were going to be married as soon as they finished the picture, and I was really ready for the river. And then Mamie, my housekeeper, she took me in hand and gave me sort of a chalk talk on chickadees and their chicanery.
Closing up the inn and sitting around like a jellyfish. Just cause you stole your gal and you ain't got fight enough to get her back.
I tried to keep her here, Mamie.
What kind of keeping was that? Nothing but tricks. If you hadn't made Miss Linda mad, hiring that driver to keep her away from there in the night them Hollywood scouts was here, and then acting like she couldn't to stay with you in the face of temptation, she'd still be here. Why, right now, if you went to Hollywood and told Miss Linda how much you love her and misses her, that is, if you told her the way a lady likes to hear it, I'll bet you she'd be the quickest ex-movie star ever.
Well, just what do you have in mind?
Grab yourself a handful of train and get on out to Hollywood.
Well, and then what? See, after all, I can't just walk up to a girl I'm in love with and I haven't seen her in several months and say, Dr. Lynn, I presume, or something.
Well, now, see here, Mr. Jim. I can tell you to get out to Hollywood, and I can also advise you to take Miss Linda in your arms and crush. But after that, Mr. Jim, you got to put the pressure on yourself.
Well, look at here.
Well, did you take Mamie's advice, Jim?
Well, I had nothing to lose, Brad. I walked onto the lot where they were making the movie version of Holiday Inn, just as they were about to shoot the last scene of the picture.
Mm.
And I want to tell you, it gave something of a start, because that movie set looked exactly like my Connecticut farmhouse. The artificial snow coming down from above, it really took me back to that Christmas day when Linda showed up at Holiday Inn looking for a job. And then Linda began singing White Christmas, and I mustered up to walk right into the scene. When it was all over, Ted Hanover was looking for a new partner, and Linda and I were off to see a man about a license.
Just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Of a white Christmas, with every Christmas carol, may your days be merry and bright, and may all the Christmases be white.
Thank you, Bing Crosby and Dinah Shore, for your wonderful singing of the musical highlights from Paramount Pictures' Holiday Inn. It was a real musical treat, one that we of the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players will long, long.
Well, it's nice to hear you say that, Truman, but I know somebody who'll remember the program longer than anyone.
Really, Dinah? Friend of yours?
Well, in a way. Her name's Dinah Shore. I've always wanted to sing with Bing the King.
Well, that makes it a standoff then, Dinah, because Crosby has always wanted to sing with Dynasty Diva.
Well, we couldn't have found a better place to do it, Bing, right on this program for the benefit of the Motion Picture Relief Fund.
Now, it's Bing Crosby.
Your Uncle Sam has asked me to say something tonight to every young woman listening to our program. Your uncle has an urgent and vital need for thousands of student nurses to keep American and working. To win this war, we must keep well, and it's up to you to keep us that way. All you healthy girls between 18 and 35 who are citizens and high school graduates, please write immediately to Student Nurses, Box 88, New York City.
Next week, then, Mr. and Mrs. William Powell, John Hall, and Sig Ruman in To Be or Not to Be. A laugh a minute for 30 minutes. Bing Crosby of the Kraft Music Hall is soon to be seen in Paramount's all-star production, Star Spangled Rhythm. Dinah Shore will soon be seen in Thank Your Lucky Stars and can now be heard on the Eddie Cantor and her own programs. Music on tonight's show was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. Our radio adaptation was for Bill Hampton. The Screen Guild Players are presented every Monday night by a courtesy of Lady Esther. This is Trent Bradley speaking, Lady Esther, saying thank you and good night. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.